he had a car and he had a bullhorn on it on the top, and he with a walkie-talkie, and he would go. He went around town running for president. It was really funny. I'm trying to remember if he won class president or not. I don't. Yeah. For some reason, I don't think he did, but maybe he did.
I hope he did.
It was one of those things where, and I'm just gonna say it, man. We were pretty drunk that year. That year we were pretty drunk. So I don't quite. We weren't drunk driving the car around. I will tell you that. Well, I don't think he was driving, so he was probably drunk on the bullhorn, but
hanging out the window. Just
yelling. Oh, 100%. There's like photos of it and stuff. Yeah. Like, I got to find all this stuff, but it's super funny because I'm
amazing.
Lomo for president was the. was like, he could have easily won because he was pretty popular.
He has my vote.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah.
So we met each other kind of through Cato, and we both are still active in that organization.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Okay, it's 8:59. So my last question is the most serious one of them all. We already talked about the pizza, but if you're not getting pizza, favorite restaurant to go to in Oneonta?
That's a tough one. Saving the tough ones for last.
That's right. It's always the last question.
I love the B-side.
We're going B-side?
Excellent food, excellent drinks, excellent entertainment.
There we go. Cool. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I used to go there when it was called the Clinton Pub, which was during my collegiate days.
Yeah.
You know, it was a bar. It was a really dingy bar. But
cool.
Yeah. Anyways, B-side, Tim Ramey, you're awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. We'll have you back on sometime in the summer where we can, now that we know everything about you, we can just talk about blah, blah, whatever. But I hope everybody has a great weekend. Happy Easter, which I forgot was even happening.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody. And I'll see everybody. I got four guests next week. Monday, Gavin's coming back on. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills.
Nice. Go Bills.
Tuesday, Janet Nepke, one of the founders of the Oneonta Music Industry Program, is going to be on here. Wednesday, Hump Day, I'm taking off. Thursday is Andres Ballins, who graduated from Hartwick.
Okay.
And he works up here now in the music industry and particularly the recording department.
Hmm.
And then Friday is Christina Plath, who runs kind of like a beauty care thing out of beauty care company out of skincare company out of Gilbertsville.
Hmm.
And married to Patrick Strain, who's another good friend of mine. So I'm excited. I got a bunch of stuff, people coming in next week. So excellent. Rock and roll, everybody. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And I'm signing off. DJ Nuss from Mark 2, Wony 90.9 FM, Homo Red Dragon Radio. Always keeping it locked. Go! By the way, go Red, who won the SUNY Oneonta.
Oh, Red did win?
Mascot Madness. We came close last year. Last year we were second. We lost to the Dane of Albany. But this year we won, which is amazing. This is our
got
second
the win,
time winning.
Baby.
We got the win.
Oneonta on the map.
That's right. We're on the map.
Also,
right,
I'm going to just do one more quick thing because I know he's a listener. He might already be at work, so who knows. But shout out to my buddy Joel, who is a frequent listener of the show.
Awesome.
Yeah, he listens to you on his drive-in. So, Joel, if you're still out there driving in and you're listening, what's going on, buddy?
Joel, rock and roll. You're the best. Maybe we'll get Joel on.
That would be a fun one.
Okay, I'll get Joel on. I'll get a hold of him.
We'll get Joel.
Maybe you can come on with Joel.
All right.
Let's do it. That's even more fun. Okay, rock and roll, everybody. I'll see you later. Peace.
And with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I ask questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. On Wednesday, April 1st, the baseball team has another game, this time against RPI, again at the Red Dragon Baseball Field. Also on Thursday at 5:30, the Ola Club is hosting a Slime Your Stress Away event located in Fitzell Room 105. On Friday, April 3rd, the softball team plays Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. Also happening Friday, check out the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars, happening at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, at 7 p.m. Tickets available online. On Saturday, April 4th, the men's tennis team will be playing Farmingdale at the Oneonta Tennis Courts, happening at 11 a.m. Also on Saturday, the women's softball team is playing Fredonia at 12 p.m. at the Red Dragon Softball Field. On Sunday, April 5th, join the Nebula Society and WONI for our collaboration show. Enjoy music curated by WONI with the stunning visuals from the Nebula Society at the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A, with two shows happening at 7 and 8 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Listening to the New Ads Hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. I've got a text.
What'd it say?
WONY is my type on paper.
feel like I've been here before. Such a familiar time and space. I can't revisit the holes. Kind of dreamlike state. Can't remember it all. But if you're here to remind me lately, I'm not here for the fall. I'm just circling the drain. Got the chemicals to blame, but I'm breaking all these chains like a moth to a flame. Coming back around again as I'm breaking all these chains. If I'm revising my days, superficial replacement. Can you rewire my brain? And then it for seasons. So sick of drowning in place. Every emotion is fleeting. Now I'm changing the pace. Another circle in the drain. Got the chemicals. But I'm breaking all these chains like a moth to a flame. Coming back around again as I'm breaking all these chains.
Step back. stuck in your separate deck. You push me down, I push back.
You build your walls, I made them gray.
Every step you climb, I'll be here for you under. For you, straight to the, straight to the.
Last night I touched your face, and it felt like fog. I woke up to the wipers wagging like a dog, jogging through the memories again. Listen to the Bronteyes when your belly was the earth. I heard the motor idling in the lamplight of your birth. What about my own life? Out of jurisdiction. And day by day the memories read more and more like fiction. More and more like fiction. Thank you.
Destiny. Landing isn't easy, it's an inevitability. Underneath the meteors, do you see it there with you? If the sky is clear enough, you'll find Venus with the moon.
Days drifting
closer if you dare, define your outline of a mind.
Thank you.
Life could be a cloud high above the trees, in spite of the fact of gravity. Memories and problems unfolding and undone. The time comes, the future ends before it has begun. We may not collide so often, living behind the moon. Time and space collapse and the future ends too soon.
The days drifting
define your outline over mine.
on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. I've got a text.
What'd it say?
WONY is my type on paper.
I'm waiting for the drugs. I'm waiting for the good times, baby. I'm waiting till you say to me, I don't wanna go home. Yeah, I took you for a ride. I took you for a good time. Yeah, but it never crossed your mind. Yeah, and how I waited for you. Cause you took me for a ride. Yeah, you took me for a long flight. Babe, you never once said too much time to come home. I'm waiting for the love. I'm waiting for the bright lights, baby. I'm waiting for the crowd to say to me, never wanna go home. Oh, take it for a toss. Take it all night, baby. Let it flow right through me, enough to take us home. I'm waiting for the drugs. I'm waiting for the good times, baby. I'm waiting till you say to me, I don't wanna go home. Yeah, you should write a book. Yeah, you should write a postcard. Tell me, baby, what's going on with you? Cause we never got the drugs.
We'll be right back. waste is all I'll be in a bitter part of your memory. You can cast my letters to the sea, but you can't find anyone else like me. And a sour taste is all.
Not as good by myself, so bad. vueltas para atrás, para ver lo lejos que hemos ido, vamos dándole a la vida sentido. ¿Qué paciencia?
American Graffiti. '62.
Grab that special one and jump into your candy-colored custom or your screaming machine cruise down.
And tune into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Where was I in '62? Listening to Wony.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines, such as pills, patches, and syrup.